cedar getters. Until the 1860s, the Byron Bay area was covered by subtropical forest, part of the Big Scrub. This diverse forest contained huge trees, bushes, vines, ferns and plants that had adapted over the last 25,000 years to the warming post-ice age climate. It supported an abundance of birds, animals and fish and provided shelter, food and significant places for the local Arakwal Aboriginal. The first cedar getters arrived in the area in the late 1850s, with the first camps in the Byron area recorded in the late 1860s. They and their Aboriginal scouts sought out the large, straight-trunked cedar that yielded beautiful hard, red, termite-resistant wood. They stood on springboards and notched into the trunks above the buttress roots to reach the clear, straight trunks. Using axes and saws, it took several hours of very hard work before the giants would fall. The branches were removed, the butts branded, and the logs were transported to the coast, either by bullocks snigging the logs to the coast, or it was rafted down the rivers. At Byron Bay, logs were surf-loaded. Bullock teams towed them out through the surf, either at the pass or at Cozy Corner, to be winched to the load on the ships anchored close to the beach. They were then transported to the timber markets of Australia and the world. From 1888, logs were loaded on the ships moored at Byron Bay's old jetty, and after 1894 could be transported to market by rail. The first sawmills in Byron Bay, built in 1891, converted logs into more valuable timbers. In 1908, export of logs ceased and timber export became insignificant after World War I. Many of the cedar getters cleared land and became farmers. The impact of the cedar getters on the forest and the ecosystem of the Big Scrub are obvious. As the first Europeans to make significant contact with the local Aboriginals, they impacted significantly on the Aboriginals' health, culture, community structure, and traditions.